inside of us. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, you're right here with us, filling us with the love of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, what can we do in response other than to say, have more of me, have more of me, that nothing gets in the way? As Amanda said, no idols, nothing that takes our focus, nothing that takes our attention. We just want to be where you are. We just want to be in your presence. That's where victory is. That's where safety is. That's where you are. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, the simplicity of Christ, devotion to Christ, that's our mandate from heaven. Simplicity, simplicity of devotion to you, Lord Jesus Christ, above all else, above anything, above anyone, no matter who. Jesus. Long for the days when the spirit of Elijah shall reign and Jezebel would have had the portion it's deserving. I long for those days when you, Lord Jesus Christ, will come back. I long for the days, sweet Holy One, that you release into our midst your heavenly glory and fire way beyond what we've ever known or experienced. From glory to glory, Lord God, from glory to glory. Your heart, your way, your mission, your direction, God. I long for that. I long for you. I long to sit at that banqueting table, to drink from your cup, to receive your fresh manna again, your empowering presence moment by moment. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I just have a picture of us communing together. I'm just going to ask a couple people to go in the back. Nothing fancy, no big preparation. Our hearts are prepared. But I believe the Lord wants to break bread in his presence through us. Just saw it. We can do crackers, whatever's back there. Whatever's, just bring it up. You don't have to pour individual little things. Just pour the beverage into a cup, and we'll take the cracker, and we'll dip it in before we eat it, before anybody else touches it, so it remains pure. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody can just run back there. Thank you, Lord. Father, we celebrate you this morning. We saw such a beautiful picture of our future wedding together, God, yesterday. And we thank you, Lord, that we are the bride, making ourselves ready for you, but only by your Spirit, only by you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this heavenly picture. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, our eyes are on you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So many have cried out for the continuation of Cleveland D'Souza, and I just really believe the Lord is saying, my heart for you has found a home in a new place, in a new way. As closets have been cleaned out and rooms have been released for the consumption of the Lord Jesus Christ, for his presence, his occupation, title deeds have been transferred over and given to Jesus, saying, you are my king. You own me. You own me. You have me, all of me. There's not one room I hold back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that reminder. And thank you for taking that step. Thank you, Lord, that we're in the world, but we're not of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So much power in the blood of Jesus, and so much power in the testimony of Jesus. The spirit of prophecy is his testimony. Lord, while we see that demonstrated, God, let us hear from you how you want to bring to pass all things in your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just share briefly before we take communion as a family here. Yesterday, many of you were part of Ashley and Denny's wedding, and I'm not intending to bring any hurt if you weren't invited or you weren't there. I don't know their numbers, and I know their heart is always inclusive, so if you weren't there or you don't know them, still receive what is. And I just wanted to tell you, during that very, very holy time when we had communion over here, there were so many visions, there were so many pictures of what the Lord was doing, but I felt that it was even beyond Ashley and Denny. It was for them, in a sense, as they were coming together and having a new life together formed. But Pastor Bill, and I'll let him share however he wants to, but he's not here because he's down at the outreach that we get to all be part of in a little while. If you are going, we'd love to have you come. But he's in the inner city with Carly and Jordan and a couple more, I think. Maybe just Carly and Jordan. But last night, or yesterday, when we were praying over the couple, there was this amazing picture of a big shield, a shield of faith that was given and extended for this couple, for the step that they are taking for their own life, but also in terms of a new level of faith and a new level of leadership in their own families. And how God wants to bring us together, not in a haughty way where we're thinking, well, I'm the leader in my family. No, a leader in the family goes low, but a leader, a spiritual leader in the family, okay, is one that will take the hits, not get offended, not look at natural things, but see everything through the Spirit's eyes. Even doing a silly, ridiculous, hokey pokey at a wedding. Hear my heart. I can do a hokey pokey with great joy and celebration in my life. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not about the hokey pokey. It's about the condition of the heart. It's the condition of ownership that Jesus has. And that's what he was saying to this couple at that point. But when Pastor Bill was saying these things, and the Lord was giving me and him these prophetic pictures and words that just kept flowing, like boom, boom. There was so much power. And this is for you, whether you were there yesterday or not. Because the fire was so powerfully strong yesterday. And when we were standing there, I saw and felt this huge gushing, rushing wave of the Lord, like whoosh, coming through this whole place, including us. It was like, wah, caught up in this wave of glory, a literal gushing of water. I saw it all, and it was just coming from there, wherever there is in the spirit, okay? It's not a wall. And then this fire, okay, just circled and encircled what was going on for us up there, all right? But what it did, it started at the top of the wave around the people up here. There was like fire, like this. And then the fire just engulfed everybody, like, whoa. It was so powerful. And when I looked in Denny and Ashley's eyes, there was a whole new realm of authority that was released to them in the spirit. And what God wants to do is release that authority, the level of that authority, for each one of us in proportion to the power at work in us, which we talked about yesterday from Ephesians 3. It's according to the power that it's at work in us. It was his power going, yes, I found that place. Yes, I am doing what you've asked. And it will continue on. There'll be many more encounters. There'll be many more, wow, let's do it again. Okay? So when I was here, I felt the Lord say, just invite your family who's here. Maybe some aren't doing something else. But we're here. Okay, it's a very, very holy moment. The two words that God gave me yesterday for the wedding were holy and joy, joyous and holy. Gave me that clearly yesterday morning. And it was just a boatload of fun. It's like, that's our God. He's so cool. So cool. So I say this to you with great fear and trepidation in the Lord, okay? It's the holy fear of God. It's his righteous, fiery fear. But when you see someone transform in front of your eyes, which we saw yesterday, and we spoke out the supernatural change that was about to take place, and we saw it, it's not just we declare you married. There's so much more involved in that, and I believe that the Lord is going to release to us, couples hear this because others will be listening on the tape later, but there's two couples and future couples, whoever you are, maybe, that he's going to release to us such a depth of fire and joy and power and spirit of the fear of the Lord in our marriages that we will look at everything that we are doing. I can hold my husband, he can hold me, and we can dance to a song of celebration, and we can look at each other eye to eye and know that we are celebrating this King of Glory. It doesn't matter what's going on around us, you see? It's who's inside and who's in control. And that freedom is here to take us to another place. When I heard about Cleveland D'Souza, the Lord spoke to me and said, change your mission trip. You need to take and be there. You need to not miss this. And it wasn't, yes, sir, I'll do it. It was, I get to. There was such a release, such a power inside. And I knew, God, that means I'll spend a month in Mozambique and only a few days here. Prepare me now and use me there. And that's what he did. And I was there. I'm just speaking about me, okay? Not you. Like, why weren't you? I don't care. I don't even know. That's not the point. But I couldn't stay away from his presence. It was like, it doesn't matter. And nothing else matters. Nothing matters because you're there, and it was your appointed time for us, for our body, for our family, for our region, for our nation. And the Lord says, you think that stops there? No. Who I release there moves through you in this place. I know this place will be filled with people of fire even more. That's coming. He's already shown us. But he's saying the ones who are need to walk in my fire and my purity and my holiness and my resolve and my fear in fullness, no matter what. Nothing will hold you back. And it's not about ambition. It's not about, oh, what should I be doing now? It's about who has me right now. And he'll do miracles in our midst. I had a miracle on Friday night. I had something happen to me that was an accident from someone who loves me deeply. And I know it, and I could feel the love. But there was something that happened physically that hurt my body in that. And it wasn't in my own family. It was outside of my family. But it was my spiritual family. And this great release of affection and love, and I care about you. I'm with you. We're in this together. I love you. And there was just a little thing that happened, and I may have honestly broken some ribs, okay? Because we heard the crack, crack, crack. Three cracks. That's not Jesus. But the intent was love. That's not Jesus. And both of us heard the cracks, and I felt the cracks. It's like, Jesus, I can't move. I can't, what do I do? We've got a wedding here. We've got a rehearsal here. Jesus, what do I do? All I want to do is cry. And he says, it's okay. Watch what I do. And he healed me. I'm telling you, he healed me. He healed me. Jesus healed my bones. Come on. This is huge. This is a big deal. It's not about how it happened. It's not about even why it happened. It's about the fact that I am healed. You can't do that with cracked ribs. Do you see that? And it was pretty fast. Instant would be better, but it was really fast. And you know what came from that? The release of this testimony and the release of even deeper love, affection, resolve. Okay, God, we're in this together. That's what he's saying. This is the message. I asked him, you want me to preach today? He goes, just open your mouth, I'll fill it. Okay, here we go. When this crazy woman, I'm coming up here. Yesterday, you know, you can see we had a wedding, all right? It's not a big secret, right? So Kim's over here. Can I do this with this thing? Over here. So she's over here, just waiting with her very quiet demeanor and quiet voice. I'm joking. But a heart of gentility. Yes. But she's waiting to sing out, every promise is yes and amen. I'll say, so during rehearsal, and she did not know that I was hurting. She didn't know. Why would she? So I'm standing here during rehearsal, getting grace from God to stand here and smile. Well, my beloved husband did everything, which was wonderful. And he, you know, we just roll together, so we have fun together. But he led everything. And I said just nothing, which was very unusual. People were saying, are you okay? No. So Kim, in rehearsal, she starts singing out. Sing out what you did. Just sing in here. Just the word.
All your promises are yes and
come
amen.
Come on, sing with her.
All your promises are yes and amen. Sing it out now. All your promises are yes and amen. Yes, they are now. All your promises are yes and amen. He's my Jesus. All your promises are yes and amen. Yes, Jesus.
So on Friday night, she sang that out before Pastor Bill dismissed the bride and groom or something like that. So it's a little bit, she's like, whoa, sorry, sorry. I sang this, and that's probably not the timing for tomorrow. Because it'll be as the bride and groom are going down the aisle, right? So it was just really cute. And so I'm up here. I'm thinking about this. Now, this is for you. I'm thinking about this, and we're up here, and I'm in a lot of pain. And she's singing out kind of before the time, really. But it was her heart of, yeah. And then she realized they were down or something. I'm not sure exactly how it was, but you came up to Pastor Bill. And it was so cute because we're always trying to do it and prepare, aren't we? We're trying to get things right for the wedding. Everything's timed and all that stuff. And we just kept saying, have fun, guys. Just let's have fun. We know that we want to be excellent, but let's have a good time. And we want the glory to fall. And there were some really powerful things that happened. And I normally don't talk about a wedding like this afterwards, okay? But the Lord showed up in a powerful way. But what I want to say to you is that when she did that on Friday night, you don't know this, but I'm standing here going, all your promises are yes and amen, okay? It wasn't about the wedding at that moment. It was about the pain in my ribs, all right? And I knew, and I said, Jesus, I can't go to the hospital. I can't do this right now. We've got a wedding. Come on. The attention has to be on you and remain on you, not against doctors and all of that. Won't it be great when someday we won't even have to say those things? Because the minds won't be going, does that mean that she's weird and she doesn't like doctors? I mean, you know, there will come a time where our faith is so powerfully strong that there will be no question that we immediately turn to the presence of God for all things, all answers, at all time. Amen. And see what God will do. And everything's going to turn that way because the Lord's coming back in glory that way in the future. But where we are now, we say those things so there's not miscommunication, misunderstanding, right? So I thank God for that. But I'm healed. Amen. Isn't that amazing? Yes. Do you see that? So I'm giving you that testimony. And there may be some others here that are in process and you can share what you want about that. If not, that's fine. But I'm believing that as we share in communion now, this is truly an amazingly holy moment. And I'm calling forth over each one of us what the Lord did yesterday. Because he's building. And yes, the spotlight was on Ashley and Denny in that sense, of course. But the Lord was saying, I'm opening you up to much more. And listen, I'm in the bathroom yesterday at the reception. And Michelle, where are you, Shelley? Are you here? Come up and share this, would you? Listen to what she saw, sitting right about there or something. Come here, Shelley. Share what you saw in the spirit, what was going on, because this is for you. This is for me. Was it you? Who was it that shared that, had that? Teresa. Sorry. I got that wrong. It was a big party in the bathroom, let me tell you. We had a lot of women in there. Come here, Teresa. Sorry, Michelle. You looked at me like deer in headlights. Like she's, I know I love Jesus, but maybe I didn't remember. I don't know. So it was Teresa. Sorry about that.
So I... during communion, I saw two large angels standing on one side of Ashley and one side of Denny. And then I saw a gold floor that they were both standing on, and I just felt like they were totally in the presence right before Jesus. And then I saw these two pillars that were on either side of them, and they were both like kind of spinning, and then they came together as one, and they were spinning together. And I just had a sense that the Lord was representing, or the unity of, you know, the miracle that he created for marriage. The two shall become one. And then it stopped. I was like, okay, you don't want me to see anymore, Lord. But then I saw a picture later of a line of Judah over them. And I just felt there was a release of worship of some sort for their marriage, for us corporately now as a body as well.
Now, if we become kind of weird about this, like, well, I didn't see a line of Jude. I don't know about that. We have to test that to see whether or not there are angels and golden. I don't know. That's a little heavy for me. All right. I can deal with that, Pastor, to a certain point, but now she's really out there. You know, if that crosses our mind, I think we need to remember what Amanda told us before. well, in worship here about laying some things down. But I think for most of us, if not all, we're going, yeah. And can I tell you that the words, the pictures that I'm sharing with you, this has been going on in Frontline for 20 years. Oh, okay, well, then it's normal. No, it's not normal. It's normal Christianity. It's what Jesus says is normal. This is not new, but the Lord's saying, so are you still just as excited about it? Are you still just as thrilled about it? Are you still just as desirous about that? Are you still just so filled up that you are willing to so believe that Maria Peralta is absolutely cancer-free, yes, and walking in the glory and will have the full testimony? I mean, it goes down, it goes to something. It's like me standing here going, my ribs are hurting, but every promise is yes and amen. I'm not looking at what isn't. I'm not looking at other people who've had broken or cracked ribs. I'm not looking at other people who've not had the answer to their promise and hope on this side of the veil. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at what your word says. I'm looking at who you are, and I am relishing your promises in the testimony of Jesus Christ and through his blood and by his blood. It's like, yeah, I can do that. That's who I am. All right? This little guy right here, he's 3 years old, my little buddy. And he was full of being three at the beginning of the worship. And so he loves Jesus. He respects me. He's not afraid. But I said to him, I said, hey, buddy. I said, we're going to move this way because this is the way that things are happening. Can you do that for me? And he looks at me and goes, okay. Because he's designed to say, okay. Can you see that? It's not about, oh, my goodness, he's not perfect, she's perfect, my kids don't, she doesn't know. That's not my point. My point is the next generation or the generation after that or the next generation after that is designed to say, wow, look at my grandma, look at my mom, look at my dad, look at my aunt, look at my uncle. All they are is sold out to Jesus. I don't understand it, but I know it, I feel it, I sense it, I believe it, and I'm going to do it because I'm in the flow of that. And then he came up here and started worshiping. So if yours doesn't next Sunday, don't think you lost it. It's just, that's not how what I'm saying. I'm saying that we have an inheritance and we have a legacy to leave. And I believe that after Azusa now, or Cleveland Azusa, that the Lord is saying, what's it worth to you? Tuesday night was off the charts. We had a lot of people in here who went to Azusa and shared testimony. And it was strong and it was powerful. And I just said, Lord, when I got up today, I said, Lord, and I have a message, and I guess this is it, and maybe I'll say something else. But the Lord, I said, all I want is to see a continuation of your glory, and that's the Spirit and the Word working together. And actually, the wedding yesterday was part of it. And so this morning is part of it. So if any of you have children who want to be part of this, okay, for the sake of all, you're going to have to lead them, that they pick up something, all right, and their little fingers don't touch the waters, or maybe you can do it for them, or the juice, because we're doing it simply, and we're trying to respect people. So if you take what one of these wafers is over here, and you dip it, that's good, but your finger doesn't need to touch it, and I say that for the sake of other people, so that people are feeling secure, that your child's hand that might have been anywhere is not going in. So if you need to do it for them and hand it to them, if your child is of age and gets this, and that's the restriction here. And we're leaving that at this point up to parents. So we're asking that it's not a silly, funny thing. Because you need to know Jesus, and you need to have some understanding of this. If you don't, you can still pray a prayer and love Jesus and dance, but hang on with this until it's a sacred moment for a child. Okay? It's okay to say no. We're not doing that right now. I said it to Gabe. We're not doing that right now. And he said, okay. See what I'm saying? So there's a timing for everything. So Lord, whatever you want to do with this, Lord, you gave me this picture. I'm being obedient to what I saw. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that these elements are sanctified And we thank you, Lord God, that we're in your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we share communion together, Father, that a wall of fire is around us and the rushing waters from heaven are upon us. And we thank you, Lord God, that your angels are here because we lift up and elevate the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that heavens are open already. And we thank you, Lord, that the fire here is so strong and so great that we take another step in your glory, God, as we lay ourselves down at your feet and we worship you, Lord, and we thank you for what you're doing today. We celebrate again with you in your presence. We celebrate through the taking of the bread and drinking of the juice and the wine together. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything that you have done, everything that you are, everything, God, at the cross that took place, that you died for us, that you rose for us, and that you are alive for us, and that we are yours and being conformed more to your likeness, God. That resurrection promise, that resurrection power, that resurrection life is upon us, and you are giving us a greater revelation of what you did at the cross. Thank you, Lord, for further deliverance that we need, further healing, and deeper healing that we need. That every promise is yes and amen for us. Every promise. Not by what we think, not by what we feel, or because of that, but because of what your word says. So we declare that over this today, that it's about you. It begins with you, it ends with you, and we have the privilege of just partnering with you. Thank you, glorious one. Thank you, Jesus. So let's just come on up here, guys, and if we can honor that, I'd really appreciate that, parents with children. And parents, you don't put your hands in either, right? So bless you and come on up. Let's take the elements and see what Jesus will do. Thank you, Lord.
Promises are yes and amen.
7 golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it had been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, 2-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I'm the first and the last and the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the 7 stars which you saw in my right hand, and the 7 golden lampstands, the 7 stars are the angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches." Lord, that word in your scripture precedes the word to the 7 churches. Father, we heard a very powerful word about the church of Laodicea from Daniel Kalenda. Father, that was for all of us, not just for people who needed to get born again. That was for all of us, Lord, because it was written to the church. And your words we just read right now, God, those are the words that we hang our heart on and that we camp in and that we're willing to go lower. We're willing to go lower. We're willing to say, "Here I am. I want to experience you. I want to know you in that depth." So thank you, Lord, for that, for our children. Thank you, Lord, for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for the inheritance for this house. Thank you, Jesus, for the anointing that's here for those who call this place home. That's what you'll do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's what you'll do. So I believe we're in a place where Laodicea-ness in our individual lives is going to be buried. And it's going to be an individual thing and becomes a corporate thing as it becomes an individual thing. And if you want to listen to Daniel Kalenda's message again, it's on my Facebook page. The whole Sunday night is, but that includes the message. And we talked about it on Tuesday night, and we encouraged each one to listen to it again, because I got an email from Azusa this week. And do you know that half the people who signed cards already regularly attend church? Half. So those thousands that you saw, half regularly attend church. Praise the Lord. We're a very churchy area. Whether they knew Jesus or not, I don't know. I don't know what they said, but I do know that they all receive shirts that say, "I belong to Jesus." But I believe that he's saying to us through Daniel's message, does he have all 10 rooms? Does he hold the title deed? And is that where we're going? And is that who we're contending for? And are we willing to walk in that? Okay? Some of the things that happened on Saturday at Azusa, dealing with the blacks and the whites, dealing with what Lou was doing with all of the people coming up and sharing their histories with slavery and the Civil War. I mean, that was phenomenal. And I want to listen to it all again. I mean, the whole time is worth your time and attention again, I would say. And I also want to say that we're doing it maybe incognito, but the Lord's been starting that here. That's our little portion right now, if you will. So we've been going downtown. We've been asking the Lord, what do you want us to do? So he sets our overseas travel. He sets our local mission, and he's calling us. So today, some of us are going down. Maybe all of us. Wouldn't that be so cool? But we're going back to First Baptist, which is located nice and safely on the hill next to the, what do you call them? The projects, the housing, the government housing. Okay. And we've been there before, Skyland Terrace, thank you. And one of our teams, or a couple of our teams, are doing a drama and a dance, and you know what happens after that, because those are only tools. Last year, God gave me the mic, or I had the mic, and I preached, and people got saved, and there was a person who was deaf who was healed on the spot. Deaf ear opened instantly. It was a miracle that took place right there. Remember that? So we have a prophetic tent, or a prophetic place in a tent, whatever. But we're going to have an opportunity to invade the darkness. And the Lord told us several years ago, go down there and I'll tell you what to do. He didn't even lay it out. Fancy that. He didn't say, well, guess what? You know these guys down in Canton, so call them up. No, he said, get in your car, drive down there, go to this place, and I'll tell you what to do. I was talking to Cynthia on the phone. I was in Maslin. I said, I feel like I'm supposed to go down. We were trying to figure out, Lord, where do you want us to reach out? You know, what do you want to do? And he said, go down there. So I'm driving, and I see this church on this hill. And the Lord said, that's the place. I didn't know them. And I called the pastor up and said, hi. You don't know me, but here's an idea. What do you think? And we went from there. And this is the church right next to them. And there's some ministry, but when we went down this Thursday to be able to go hand out invitations to come to this outreach today, there wasn't any plan for that church to go with us into the places. We go in. We go to the people. No fault against the church. That just wasn't in their thinking or plan. But that is in ours, and that's what we do. And we invite you to be part of that. If you couldn't come Thursday, that's fine. I couldn't come Thursday. My husband was there, but I'm going to go today. It's technically from 1 to 4. They're going to have a big picnic for all the residents. A couple thousand are invited. I don't know who's coming. And all this food is presented, and they do that really well. They got the fried chicken and the whole bit. They are good. And then we support that, okay? Last year they had a dunking machine with the pastor there and then Pastor Bill. They got in the dunking machine. It's like, you know, black and white. Come on, and we're not about color. They're not about color. But apparently God is trying to do something in the heavenlies, and if you were at Azusa, you caught a glimpse of what has been going on underneath the radar. And the Lord's saying, I'm going to use you in the trenches, which he's been doing for years, but he's going to biggie-size it, okay? There's going to be a new fire, a new anointing, something new. Like when we went to Kombamuni in Mozambique, and 1,100 people come out to an outreach, if you will, in a village, in a soccer stadium, and get saved and lit on fire. That's huge. And that's something that Pastor Jose has not seen. He goes, this is new. This is new level of fire. Jesus brought them. That's the point. All right? So if you want to join us after we release the kids for just a few minutes, because this is short, if you guys want to get in your cars and go, that would be super. They need help also at the end to clean up and all that. But this is fellowship with the people in the church and also the ones that will come out of these, is it 35 buildings? Something like that. There's a bunch. I forget. Something like 35. Come on. And we've been going down for years, but this is a new release. So I'm expecting. So if you guys can do that, and the address is right. Oh, well, look at that. And it's in there. So join us. Bring your kids. Just come. Everybody come and mingle. You carry the fire of God. What's God going to do with that? You see somebody who's blind or deaf or whatever, don't wait for any kind of altar call. Just go up and lay hands on them and pray for them. Come on. Brenda was doing something. Where are you, Brenda?
something last year at the prophetic table and somebody got saved, right? Right at the prophetic table. Okay, this is one step at a time, but I'm believing for more, whatever it is. So let's go down and support our troops down there and just go for it. Okay? In fact, this is what we're going to do. This is really unusual. Hey, kids, I need every child in here who would be in Kingdom Land all the way through junior high to come and sit right here. You are getting a message today. You are going to love it. All right? Now, who are, every child, come sit right here. And all the Kingdom teachers who were going to minister today, come here. Trust me. Okay. Everybody here, I know there's a lot of kids who aren't here today, and that's okay. Okay, who are the teachers? This is special. Hi, you're one. Okay, here we go. All right, Haley, come here. I'm going to start with you. I walked in today, and I just hugged her. She goes, man, you're on fire. Well, how does she know that?
Over me first.
Cool. All right. Well, you're the chosen one today.
Oh, thanks.
So there you go. All right. I don't know. Oh. All right. Kids, this is Kingdom class today. Do you know that? This is really different, isn't it? Is this unusual? You're not going back to get your snack and you're not going in your class. But that's okay because Haley and maybe a few others have some things to say to you because you are awesome. And they're used to doing things out of the box, aren't you?
Yes.
That's how she was in Mozambique. And the fire of God would grab her, like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I said, good, I don't either. And then we step into whatever it is. So you've got something prepared for these guys, right? I'm assuming you're teachers, so I'm assuming. So you can start. And, yeah, hey, you want to sit over with her, you can, you're dad, but you can go. It's okay, you can, we'll let you sit here. Then she, you know, we won't say go sit down, be like Peter. There you go, have fun with him.
Okay. So today I was going to be, not all of your teachers, but some of your teachers. I don't know who is in my class, actually. So I would ask you, but I don't know who, and you don't know who, so we won't go there. But what I was going to tell you about in class today was that Jesus is a gift to us from God. And that he's the best gift we could ever get. So before I talk anymore, I want to know, what are some of the gifts that you really want? Like if your birthday was tomorrow, what would you want tomorrow? Anybody got anything? Nobody wants anything? What do you want? What do you want?
Two mints,
I think. Two more minutes. I'll give you a couple more minutes. Yes. What do you want?
Jesus.
He wants Jesus. There you go. He already has the message today. Anybody else? If your birthday was tomorrow or if Christmas was tomorrow, what's on your Christmas list?
Presents.
Presents? What kind of presents?
Ones that I like.
He wants presents that he likes. Anything else? You want presents too?
Yeah. Here, say it loud. Two presents.
Two presents. Better than one. Anybody else? Yeah.
The presence of God.
The presence of God. These kids already know. What's going on up in here? Yeah.
I'd want a bigger Bible to read.
A bigger Bible to read. That's a good one. You know what I want? I went to Africa, and I learned some Portuguese. So I want a Portuguese Bible so that I can learn more Portuguese and learn more Jesus. Who else? Somebody else had their hand up. Isaac, do you want anything? You don't want anything? You'll be thinking. All right, let me know when you come up with it.
Jesus.
Jesus.
A Bible.
A Bible. Good.
If it was my birthday, I would want like a four-wheeler or a dirt bike.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking a motorcycle. My dad has one, but I want one. You got one?
God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God.
What's motorcycles? Motorcycles is photos is cold.
The children are very well trained. Good job. Good job, parents.
So when Jesus was a baby, there was two people, and off the top of my head, I forget who they are, so you can thank you. Who would?
Oh. So when... Tag him it. So guys, when... after Jesus was born, there was a law that they had to take the baby up to the temple to be... I don't know what they were dedicated. How many of you have seen a baptism before at church? So something like that. So Simeon and Anna were waiting there because they knew about who was coming. Who was coming? Who was going to be born? Who knows it? Raise your hand. Who is going to be born? Who's going to be born?
Jesus.
Yeah, everyone say it. Jesus. So they went up to the temple, and they were waiting for Jesus to be born. And so when he was actually born, he went, and they were dedicating him. And Simeon and Anna thought of Jesus as, like Haley said, a really, really big what? We just talked about it. Who remembers? Everyone say gift. Gift, right? So... one of the things that Jesus wants us to know, all of us as Kingdom Kids, is that he is the greatest gift that we could ever get. And I know some of us said, I want a motorcycle, I want maybe a big new thing, but he's the biggest gift. And I just want to pray that over you. And Lord, I thank you for these kids. I thank you that you're the biggest gift that they could receive and that we could receive. I thank you that we can encounter you deeply. We just thank you, Lord, that they would encounter you in a new way today, whether that be here or out when they're ministering. We thank you, God, that they're a part of that. We thank you for your fire to just move in them. We just thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Is Jesus a big gift? Can you guys go like this for me? Show me how big of a gift Jesus is. How many of you can stretch your hands way out? Maybe up above your head? Maybe down below? To the side? Tag. I don't know. Do you want to go? Do you have something?
Jesus is a gift. And did you know when he came to put on display God? But do you also know that Jesus came so another gift could come? And this gift that God had planned for us, he knew every one of your hearts, and he knew that your hearts were designed to hold this gift. This gift is a person. Do you guys know there's another person involved in all this? Do you know the person of the Holy Spirit? Jesus went away so that he could send an amazing gift. And this is a gift that gives you the power to actually approach God, the power to touch someone's life that you know is hurting and see a change come to them. This gift of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, is even greater than me. This is the Holy Spirit. This is a person. This person gives us the power to become sons and daughters. How many of you guys are sons and daughters? I am. Can't be born into the world unless you're a son or a daughter. But the Holy Spirit is wanting to make us into the very image of God, who is our Heavenly Father. God wants sons and daughters to be just like him. How many of you know that just by being a son or daughter of your mom and dad isn't enough to make you a son or daughter of God? You're a son or daughter of them. But when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the very person of God inside of you, then you get to become in the image of God. And God has a desire, like your shirt says, Azusa, now, with the arrow, the circle and the arrow. Revival now, right here, right now. Amen.
All right, we're all going to pray together about Jesus being our gift, because you already know he's your gift. But we want more of him. And this isn't just for the kids. I want you guys to pray this out too. It's just going to be simpler words. All right, so everybody, close your eyes and put your hands in the air to Jesus. I want you to repeat after me. You ready? Jesus. Holy Spirit. Father. Thank you for being here today. We are so in love with you. And we are so grateful that you are in love with us. Thank you for being the greatest gift ever. Thank you for being better than a four-wheeler. Thank you for being better than a motorcycle. Thank you for being better than the biggest Christmas present we see on Christmas morning. We want more, Father. We want more of your love. We want more of your peace. We want more of your grace. More forgiveness. We want to see you, Father. When we go to sleep at night, we want to dream about you, Father. Amen.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, you know what I was hearing when Haley was praying for you? I was hearing that the Holy Spirit wants to do something on you and in you in the area of boldness and courage. Okay? Cameron, come here. You can hold him if you need to. Talk to these kids about what boldness and courage is spiritually.
Boldness and courage. Well, for me personally, boldness and courage and stepping out and even talking to you kids is realizing that I have nothing to say. Meaning, when I have nothing to say, and I really try to focus on what God has to say, usually what God wants to say comes out. So, if I'm in a place where I'm like, oh crap, what do? I can think, Jesus, help me, and usually, and always, not usually, always, he comes to the rescue. So if I'm in a place and I don't know what I'm doing, that's usually the best place for me. And usually in that best place is where God comes and shines. And of course, God is bold and strong and courageous and loving and peaceful. So if you don't know what you're doing, God probably has you there for a reason. Because in your self and weakness, he comes out in a glorifying, triumphant victory. He comes out and he wins a baseball game or something. Oh, that got your attention. So, if you're weak, he's strong. That's my boldness.
Hey, you see this big guy over here? Guys, come here, Cameron. Cameron was with me in Mozambique. He was with me in Africa. And one morning, he was on his way to go somewhere else, and he came back, and I saw him. And I said, hey, buddy, come over here, would you? And we had all these guys that were close to his age, but they were all just kind of hanging out with me, and I was talking to them. But I felt that the Holy Spirit inside of me was saying, you talk to them, you pray for them, which I did, and he's going to do it too. So I said, hey, Cam, come here, would you? And can you share some things with them? He didn't know what that was going to be. He didn't know what he was going to say, but the Spirit of God helped him. So if you have the privilege of going down to this place this afternoon to tell other people about Jesus, you can stick with your mom and dad, but you can know that the one who loves you even more than your mom and dad can use you to talk to someone, to pray for someone, to see something, Some of you might even see something in your imagination, you might call it. Go, Mom, I don't know what that is, but I see a picture. I see a picture of a leg. I don't know what that is. Tell your mom and dad, and maybe God will use you to heal somebody. Wouldn't you like that, Bella? Would you like to be used by God? Or maybe you have an idea of something that could happen. And you tell your mom and dad, and the Holy Spirit will come and enable you, meaning he'll be right there saying, you can do it. Just put your hand there. Mommy and daddy or others will help you, and you can do it. And that's boldness and courage that will come from the power and the fire of God. Okay? Lawrence, can you come here? I'm going to ask Lawrence to pray over you guys. I want you to listen because this is something that God wants to do right now. I really believe that. And parents, thank you for being here today. You know, a lot of people have other things they're thinking about, maybe. Maybe they have to work or something. But others who are not here for whatever reason, you know, they don't get to see these guys and they don't get to be part of all of this. And it's not a you should be, but we have a privilege of coming together as a family. These kids didn't have a choice in the sense of, well, I'm just going to stay home and watch tunes or watch cartoons or something. And the parents brought them, that's your job, and it's good, and it's smart, and it's wise, and it's God's way. So they're here, and they're open vessels. These are the leaders of tomorrow. But you brought them. So God bless you for that. And God bless you for keep and coming and doing corporate things with us like this. It's very good for them. It's good for you. Amen? So hear the Holy Spirit. And I think it's going to be very specific, and I think there's empowering, because I see some things that he wants to do. And you get to hear him, and he'll tell you. Okay? So any other parents, if you want to be part of that, you can go sit up there with them, because there's going to be an outpouring on these children right now. Boldness and courage is a very big deal.
There you go. All right. So I'm going to invite the parents to come up and come into agreement with the prayer. So if you have a child up here, come on up. You have four hands, sweetie. There you go. So I believe that the Lord wants to release a new level of expectation for you guys, of something that you guys hear a lot about in the Bible. How many of you guys have heard stories? How many of you guys have ever heard of people like Joseph and Noah and Moses in the Bible? Raise your hand. Okay. Have you guys ever heard anything about Joseph, Moses, or Noah? Because it's two of your names, you should know. There we go. So they got to experience great miracles, right? They got to see really great and amazing things. And how many of you guys know that God still does that today? How many of you guys know that the miracles that we hear about in the Bible are testimonies of something that the Lord wants us to know we can step into ourselves? And he wants you to be able to experience and expect those same things. So I'm going to have the parents lay hands on your children, and we're just going to come into agreement as people who are anointed in order to demonstrate that to our children so that they know what they can step into. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the destiny that lays upon each and every one of these children. I thank you, Father God, for every testimony of what they see in Scripture. And, Father, I pray right now that you would just make that shift and that transition in their mind, in their memory, that shifts it from a story to a reality. I thank you, Lord, that they grow up to know that these aren't just Bible stories, but this is a reality. We serve the same God. And I thank you, Father, that each and every one of them, no matter how old they are, can experience and expect the exact same thing. The same signs and wonders that we saw in Scripture, the same signs and wonders that we hear about happening in Africa and in other adults' lives, Father God, they were created to know as well. So, Father, I just bless them with that expectation. I bless them, Lord God, that they would understand that they serve the same mighty and powerful God, and they have a destiny to walk in each and every one of those things. So, Lord, let heaven open up and rain down upon them, Father God. Cause revelation to be released released from heaven, that they would have dreams, that they would have visions, that they would have encounters with you. And Lord, out of the mouth of babes, Lord God, that they would speak truth, that they would speak grace, and that they would release the power of God everywhere they go, because they would have an expectation for you to hear their cries and respond. So, Lord, we bless each and every one of them, Father, and I bless each and every one of the parents as the people who are called to be stewards of that, to be stewards of miracles, Father God, to walk in that themselves so that they release that into their children's lives. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
So, guys, we're going to release. I'm just really encouraging you. I know we didn't have Kingdom Snack, but you can get lunch down there. Give your kids a chance if you're able to do this. If you can, give your kids an opportunity to walk out what they see you do, what they see others do. Give them that opportunity. Help them step in, okay, because this is an opportunity for them to just walk that boldness and courage out if it's able to be done in your family life, okay? God bless you. It's 12:32. God bless you. It starts at 1. Thank you. God bless you guys.